Now, what about the idea of writing, where you're taking a witness view of your life and that helps you?
Anything that helps that sort of witness state helps you to transcend it in the healthy, positive sense. Now, remember, we're not talking about transcendence or heaven in the sense of denying earth or denying body. We're talking about witnessing body, not repressing it. There's a big difference. We're not dissociating from body. We're witnessing it with a great equanimity. You can almost call it the feeling witness, but the point is that everything is felt equally. So you don't have a preference about something that arises here or arises there. So it's this vast sort of equanimity allows you to witness everything that's arising with a great deal of impartiality, a great deal of equalness and evenness, so that everything arises in that spaciousness that you are. And Robert Keegan, the great developmental psychologist at Harvard, gave, it's a technical definition, but it's a perfect definition for what development is and also what meditation is. Keegan said that in development, the subject of one stage becomes the object of the subject of the next stage. And so we can use our seven stage example. Let's say I'm at stage three. I'm at the conformist, mythic, conventional stage of development. And that means my subject is actually identified with level three. I can't see level three. I am level three. That's what my subject is made of. That's what Ken Wilber is. Ken Wilber's structure is level three. So Ken Wilber is level three, then looks at the world through level three eyes. And that really means my witness is identified with level three now. Because that's what I think I am. I actually think I am that. So development is, once level four starts to emerge, a couple things happen. One, I start to disidentify with level three and I identify with level four. Myself, my finite, small self, identifies with level four. I'm now aware of level three as an object. In other words, I'm no longer identified with it, so something that I can be aware of it. I can see it. I can know it. It's now something I can look at. So I've objectified it. I've made it an object. It's no longer what I am. It's what I can look at. So I can witness it. So my witness has now freed itself of level one, level two, and level three, and it's now identified with level four. I can't see level four because that's what I am now. I'm stuck. That's my subject. But the others I can see, those are all objects. As I continue to move up, then that subject will become an object of the subject of the next stage. When all stages have become object, then you are pure subject. You are pure self. You are pure transcendental self at level seven. And that's the radical ultimate realization of Turiya, this ever-present witness that has no qualities whatsoever. It's this vast emptiness in which the entire world arises moment to moment. And when you stay in that witness and not misidentify it with some little object called Ken or Tammy or Jim or George, that is realization of that ever-present infinite self. And it can't become an object because it's the ultimate seer.